Great to have you with us on our special day. Thanks for letting us share our Celebration Sunday with you. We think we've got a great story to tell, to celebrate. But it's not really about us, a story about us. We're not here to draw attention to ourselves. You've probably noticed that through all our stories, we really just want to celebrate Jesus. That's our goal. We believe he's that important. And there are a couple of verses that everybody's got on the back of their service sheet that they got on the way in to Celebration Sunday this morning that explain why Jesus is so important. You see, the idea of having you come and join us today was originally sparked by that great line in your 7 Billion Stories intro video. You know the one that says, sometimes, just sometimes, a story can change the world. That's the potential of just one story. Well, here at Southern Cross, we really believe that with all our heart. And it's actually what these words here on the chairs are all about. Has anyone worked it out yet? You've worked it out? You think you have? No? Just sometimes you can't resist putting that hand up. What they should say is that there is one story that really does change the world. There is one story that really does change the world, that can and has and is and will change the world. It's the story of Jesus Christ, the one in whom the Bible says all of our deepest and best longings and desires are met. As it says in 2 Corinthians 1, no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. It's the promise of all promises, the promise of a better story, a better life. See, like you said a little earlier, we all recognise that there are times in our lives when something's not quite right about the story we're living. You remember saying that, Manousos? Yeah, I think we all feel that. We find our story is somehow unsatisfying and we wish that it was different. We wish it was more significant, more heroic, more honest, more loving, more fruitful, more joyful. You feel that? Do you feel that? I think sometimes we all feel that. Well, God tells us in the Bible that the reason for that feeling, the reason our story doesn't feel right is actually that we've cut ourselves off from the big story that we were made for, the great adventure that God describes right at the start of the Bible, to go into the world as his ambassadors and fill the earth and subdue it, as we've heard here at church over the last couple of months. That's what our stories were meant to be about. Pretty grand, really, when you think about it, isn't it? But the problem is, just like our first parents, we all choose to try and go it alone. We try to live independently of God as if that were possible. We try to leave God out of his story. And so instead of ambassadors spreading God's goodness through our life and relationships, we end up as rebels spreading brokenness and pain. But here's the good news, and you guys need to know this. The good news is that God doesn't give up on us and he doesn't give up on his story. In fact, our rebellion against him only makes his story that much better. And that's where Jesus comes into the story, to reconnect us to God's great story. Now, the story of Jesus has been called the greatest story ever told, and that's exactly what it is. And it's even greater because it's true. It's the story of the unstoppable love of God. Remember when we worked through Acts, guys, the unstoppable gospel. Well, the story of Jesus is the story of the unstoppable love of God. It's the story of God's unfailing commitment to keep every one of his gracious promises, as we read in that verse a couple of minutes ago. It's the story of God reaching out in love to thankless rebels like us, not just with a gesture or a word, but by sending his son, Jesus. Jesus came to rewrite every story by stepping into each one of our stories and being the great hero that each one of us longs to be but just can't manage to be. That's what was going on when Jesus died on the cross. The champion of heaven was waging war against all the powers of darkness, evil and sin. And even though no one could see it at the time as he hung on the cross, even though it looked like he was beaten, he actually won. He won the battle. And because he did all that in our place, he makes it possible for our stories to regain their purpose and their significance and their life, and for us to take our place again in the great story that we've been made for. You know, in that song that was playing during the photos there, it said that he's calling us all by name. God invites every person to be part of the one story that is far bigger and better than any of our individual stories. He invites us to be part of the one story that really is changing the world. And our time together today is all about celebrating the fact that in our church we're blessed to see the world changing little by little, story by story, as people are reconnecting with God through the story, the life of Jesus. We've already heard a few examples of this morning, of lives changing. Let me give you a few more. When a 15-year-old girl sets up a direct debit to give $3 a week to her church, you know her world is changing. When a guy who didn't think that church was for him says to his family, "Right, we're doing this every week," you know that his world is changing. When a 12-year-old says after our youth safari camp, "You know, I didn't used to understand about Jesus, but now I do," you know her world is changing. When a couple tell you that they've had more people in their home in the last year than in the previous 10 years, you know their world is changing. And when a family who isn't even part of our church is lovingly served by members of our church family in a time of need, well, we pray and we pray and we pray that their world is changing too. Connecting to God through the great story of Jesus is life-changing. It really is, as many of these people know. So let's keep celebrating. Let's keep telling our stories. Let's keep telling and retelling the great story of Jesus in the hope that many, many more people will take their place alongside us in the one great story that really does change the world. Let's pray that that would happen. Heavenly Father, thanks for our time together here in this building today. We thank you for the great story that we've come to celebrate together today, the story of your love to the world in Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for reconnecting us to yourself through him and through our faith in him. And we pray that as we tell our stories, as we become familiar with our own stories and share them with others, that we would be also telling the story of Jesus so that many others would know life in his name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.